Children. Dansville, New York, September 1865. Dear children, we very much regret being separated from you so far, but thus it is, and may God fit you and us for to bear the affliction like Christians which has come upon us. To us there is no place like home. Yet, if it is in the order of God for us to be thus separated, let us be cheerful, be reconciled. You can help us bear the inconveniences we may here meet by a right course of action on your part. Dear Edson, shape your course for heaven. Live for God. Let all you do be done faithfully. Every day live right for that day, that angels in heaven may record faithfulness on your part. Be careful to cultivate true politeness, which is true courteousness. Kindness and love for others will win for you quite a satisfaction and consciousness of right doing. You will also gain respect from others. Edson, my boy, seek in the strength of God to overcome your passion for reading storybooks. The time you spend in reading, devote to study. Make your time tell somewhere. Edson, strive to set an example worthy of imitation. Never visit such a place as where that air gun is kept in order to extort money from rowdies, curiosity lovers. Ever live as though you realized that the eye of God was upon you. Love Willie. Be very kind to him, love to please him, and do not leave too many burdens upon his young shoulders. Don't expect much of him. Set him a good, noble example. Willie, love Edson. You two brothers should love one another deeply, fervently, and should be ever studying to make one another happy. May God bless you is our daily prayer. Your mother.